Good evening, and thank you for joining me for yet another podcast. So on Monday, yesterday, supposed to be Sunday, we talked about number systems, different sets of numbers, and how they're kind of interconnected. Well, today I want to talk more about some applications of mathematics. So in Calculus 1, there's a word that gets thrown around a lot. It's called, and even in physics and also in other science classes, and even a class called Business Calculus, there is something that is very mysterious and super fun. It's called a derivative. So what I want to do is talk about the definition that mathematicians need to memorize in order to recite what a derivative is. And don't worry, I'm not going to go into it, why you need to know this, but it's dy over dx. So the derivative is equal to the limit as h approaches 0 of f of x plus h minus f of x all over h. And you're going to say, what the hell is that? You're right, what the hell is that? And if you're not well-versed in math, or even if you are well-versed in math, you're going to look at that and say, that's useless. So let's talk about what it really means. A derivative is the slope of a tangent line. That doesn't really help either. Let's think about what else it could be. So we already have the hard, rigorous definition. We have something we use in pre-calculus a lot. Slope, tangent, blah, blah, blah. So let's jump into your car, okay? We're going down the highway and you press the gas pedal. You're going faster and faster. And all of a sudden, you see 40 yards away, you're hitting a red light. Aw, nuts. So you pump the brakes and you go slower and slower. And eventually you come to a stop because you're at that red light. This is a very good example of where derivatives are used. So, we take a function. Let's say I'm starting. So what is a function? Let's back it up. Back it up, girl. A function. You can think of a function as a machine. It's commonly denoted f of x. So you'll see f parentheses with x in the middle of the parentheses. That's a function. Now what it is like a machine, really, truly. When you put something in, you get something out. So in this tiny little example, let's say f of x is equal to x plus 2. So our function is whatever the value of x is plus 2. We put in a number, x, an integer, in this case, because I want to deal with integers. We're talking about math, and I like the set of integers, so we're going to stick with nice, cute, whole numbers, negative and positive. So I'm putting in, let's say x is 3. So f of x or f of 3 is equal to 3 plus 2. Maybe I lost you here, but the answer is 5. So anyways, function, it's a machine. You put something in and you get something out. All right. So our first function is the position function. So you can think of this as just a point in space. I start at my house, I walk, 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 and I get into my car. That's a function. You have a starting point, you're putting something in, and you're getting something out. The end result is you're in your car. Now, when we start up our car, there are other forces at work here. We're just going to keep it kind of basic. When you start up your car, and you start moving positions, let's say, you know, from the time 3:30 to 3:35, you're moving, you're in that car. That is something we call velocity. And that is our first derivative. So it's a function. It's actually the position function with respect to time. So let's say in those 5 minutes from 3:30 to 3:35, you traveled, I don't know, what's a reasonable amount to travel? Let's say 10 miles? No, that's ridiculous. Then you'd be going like 60 miles an hour. That's crazy. Let's say you traveled 2 miles in 5 minutes. Kind of slow, but that's a position with respect to time, right? You traveled 20 miles, so your starting location was 0. Your ending location, oh, did I say 20? I meant to say 2. Your change in position is 2, right? Because you started at 0 and you ended at 2. And with respect to time, which is 5 minutes, that's a change over a change. And in pre-calculus, we're always taught slope is rise over run, or just a change in something versus a change in something. And going back to what I said, a slope of a tangent line, well, what do you know? We have a slope. We have a slope because it's a change in a function over a change in time. So velocity is actually our first derivative. Let's say you wanna book it. You're on your way to a job interview, and you have to impress. You're wearing your sport coat or your pantsuit, whatever you want. I mean, I'm not gonna be in the interview, but anyways, you are dressed, and you're in the hot summer heat, and you don't want to be, you know, going to that interview all sweaty. So you're gonna haul ass, and you're gonna speed up. You're gonna go faster and faster. This is our second derivative. It's commonly called acceleration. And this is actually the change in velocity with respect to time. So velocity is the change in position over time, and acceleration is the change in velocity with respect to time. So think about velocity like, oh, we are changing our position due to time. And acceleration is we're changing of our velocity due to time. So we're going faster, faster, faster. And in my earlier example, I mentioned something about, you know, you see a red light 40 yards away, you start hitting the brakes. That is not actually anything called deceleration. That's wrong. It's actually negative acceleration. And it's negative acceleration because we have these nifty little things in physics and math where they're called vectors. It's just a number that has a direction. So north, south, east, and west. So when we have a function, sometimes we assign directions to them. And if you are going slower, your velocity direction is opposite or negative to your acceleration direction, and therefore you slow down. So, kind of a short little episode. I think I didn't do so great this round, but hopefully you like that little application and you learned exactly when you're going to use derivatives. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful evening or great morning or whenever you're listening to this, but thank you very much, and adios.